ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、英回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、 リスニング1から6では会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late.It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。Listening 1.
Wow, these are some great photos of your trip to the museum. But why are you carrying a sleeping bag in this photo here?
I did this event at the Natural History Museum, where we could spend the night. That's why I brought my sleeping bag. It was so cool.
It looks like a lot of fun. What did you do there?
Well, first we had a nice dinner, and then we had a choice of seeing a live concert or a comedy show. I chose the concert.And there was this woman who played pop songs on a harp. Then we went on a tour of some of the hidden treasures in the museum. Small children couldn't do that one because some of the exhibits were scary. The guide was really funny.
That's a lot.
But wait, there's more. Late at night, they showed a horror movie. Some of my friends skipped that, but not me. In the morning, we had breakfast and took part in a yoga session.I had never done that before.
That all sounds like so much fun.
Question 49. What did the woman not do at the museum? Listening 2.
Hey, Sean. I'm looking forward to our lunch at the shopping mall tomorrow.Shall we meet at the restaurant on the fourth floor at 12 o'clock?
I'm actually going around 10 o'clock to do some shopping. Want to meet earlier near the elevators on the first floor and join me? Or we could meet at the new cafe on the second floor, grab a drink, and shop first before lunch.
What are you going to buy?
Some books and maybe some new clothes.
How about I meet you at the bookstore at 11 o'clock? It's on the third floor, right?
Actually, it's right beside the cafe.
Okay, I'll meet you at the bookstore. See you tomorrow.
Question 50. On what floor of the shopping mall will the woman and man meet? Listening 3.
Attention all passengers. We regret to inform you that the next train bound for Montreal from Toronto, scheduled to depart at 1:37 p.m. this afternoon on track 3, has been rescheduled. The new departure time is now 30 minutes later at 2:07 p.m, departing from track 4. Passengers with tickets for the 1:37 p.m. train may use their tickets to board the 2:07 p.m. train. Alternatively,Passengers with a 1:37 p.m. ticket may also board the regularly scheduled 2:37 p.m. train on track 3, bound for Montreal later this afternoon. We apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused.
Question 51. What is the new departure time and track number for the rescheduled train?Listening 4.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to buy a university parking pass.
Sure. It's $13 for the day, or you could get a weekly or monthly pass.
How much are those?
$45 for the week and $125 for the month.
Are those the student rates or regular rates?
Regular. The student rates are $33 for the weekly pass and $99 for the month. Do you have a student ID?
No, I'm a teacher. Okay, I'll take the regular monthly pass, please.
Question 52. How much will the woman pay for her university parking pass? Listening 5.
What's that you've found, Ron? Is it a box?
No, it appears to be a bag. So much garbage seems to be washed up on this beach. I found a radio last week.
Is there anything inside? Maybe there's something valuable.
Let me take a look. Oh, there's an old-fashioned tennis racket and a pair of shoes.
Well, that's more interesting than the flashlight I found last week.
I think we should bring some garbage bags for the next time we come here. This place needs to be cleaned.
Question 53. What did the man find last week? Listening 6.
Okay, I'm off to the supermarket.
It's quite cold outside, Thomas. Aren't you going to wear a coat? That sweater you're wearing doesn't look warm enough.
I'll be fine. It's only a 10-minute walk.
How about at least wearing a scarf? Or perhaps a hat?
If I wear a hat, it'll mess up my hair. But I suppose a scarf would be all right.
What about gloves?
I can put my hands in my pockets. Anyway, see you later.
Okay, then. Take care.
Question 54. What did the man decide to wear? Part B. Listening 7から8では、英語を聞いて、印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から D、または A から C のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、Listening 7には問題が3つ、Listening 8には問題が4つあります。例題はありません。Listening 7.
Excuse me, my name's Darren Costanza. I have an appointment with the guidance counselor, Elaine Seinfeld.
That's me. Come on in.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about university. I'll be the first person in my family to go to university, and frankly, I'm a bit scared.
That's natural. Have a seat and tell me what concerns you.
Well, to start off, what do you think are the biggest differences between high school and university?
I'd say the biggest difference is the level of independence you have. In high school, you have teachers who help you manage your studies. But at university, you're responsible for your own learning and time management. There's also a lot more flexibility in terms of what you study and when you study it. But the workload is heavier, and there will be professors who give long reading assignments. So it's important to manage your time wisely and not leave homework until the last minute. Most professors are not that easy to meet outside of class, even if they have office hours.
That makes sense. I'm going to London King's College, which means I have to live away from home.
Living away from home was hard for me when I was a student. I had to do my own cooking, cleaning, and budgeting. The last one is going to be a real challenge for you, as London's the most expensive place to live in the country. It might take some time to make friends, but in London, you'll meet people from all over the world and have a lot of fun.
I see. Do you have any final advice for me?
There's always something going on at university. There's clubs, societies, sports teams, events, and parties. Balancing your social life and your studies might be a challenge at times. But if you feel homesick or stressed, it's important to remember to reach out for support there. At university, aside from your academic advisor, there are student counseling services and the student union.
This is all very helpful. Thanks so much.
No problem at all. Best of luck with your studies.
Listening 8.
Welcome to Tea Time, the world's number one podcast about everything to do with tea. Today we have a special guest with us, Wei Jane, the owner of an English tea shop located in the heart of Osaka. As we'll find out, it's quickly gaining a reputation for setting trends in the kinds of teas it uses, too. So, Wei Jane, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for inviting me, Tom.
Now, I understand you're from China, Wei Jane, so I'm curious as to what made you choose Osaka as the location for your English tea shop.
Well, Tom, my love of tea all started when my family moved to London when I was a teenager, and I loved going to English tea shops when I was there. Later, I came to Japan to study international relations at Osaka University. But after 4 years of living here, I hadn't been able to find a tea shop that truly satisfied me. There were one or two nice tea shops and some French cafes that served English tea that were okay, but none that felt truly authentic, that felt truly English. I felt Osaka really needed one, if only to give people a chance to relax and take a break from city life.
That makes a lot of sense. So, Wei, your tea shop only serves organic teas grown in Japan, yet you have over 20 different teas on the menu. How easy was it to find growers in Japan? And can you talk us through that decision?
Yes, this was a big challenge. And looking back, I'm not sure I would make the same choice again. Initially, customers weren't familiar with organic teas, and to be honest, probably didn't even care if they were organic or not. What's more, finding organic tea growers in Japan was demanding. Japan doesn't have the exact same certifications as other countries when it comes to organic produce either. So, it's hard to know if growers are truly organic or not. That was something I discovered early on in the process. But it was important to me to serve only organic teas. I find there's a huge difference in taste between the two.
So I gather it wasn't an easy beginning for your tea shop.
No, not at all. I spent a lot of time researching and visiting tea farms to find the best growers and teas. It took me over a year before I had all the teas I wanted to offer. But now I'm completely happy with what we have on our menu. We have everything from organic Earl Grey grown in Shizuoka to unique blends of English breakfast tea that we've created ourselves from tea grown in Kyoto.
Do you have any plans to expand and open more tea shops?
No, I like creating personalized experience for each customer who visits the tea shop. My focus is on keeping the quality of both the tea and our service as high as possible. And I'd rather put my time into improving what we have rather than expanding. But I have recently opened an online shop where people can buy the teas we serve in the tea shop. We also offer tea classes and workshops where customers can learn more about the teas we serve and how to prepare them.
Well, thank you, Wei Jane, for sharing your story and insights with us today.
Part C. Listening 9から10では、英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A. True を、正しくなければ B. False を選びなさい。なお、Listening 9には問題が5つ、Listening 10には問題が7つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。Listening 9. You will hear a man called Scott talking to a woman called Zelda about their pet lizard Daisy. Look at the 5 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 9 will now begin.
What should we do with Daisy while we're on vacation in Madrid? We'll be gone for a week, and someone needs to take care of her.
True. We can't leave her on her own, can we? How about finding her a pet hotel?
Those are only for cats and dogs, not really for lizards.
I don't think so. They'll look after any kind of animal as long as they have instructions. I was looking at some online earlier, actually. Here, look at this website.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's expensive. It costs almost as much as our hotel in Spain. What about one of our neighbours? Do you think Jay from next door might come over to feed her instead?
Maybe. He works quite long hours, though. Anyway, I don't really want to leave her in our house all day without air conditioning. It'll be too hot.
Ah, you're right. What if we take her to your mum's house?
No way. She wouldn't even look at her the last time she stopped by.
But Daisy's so cute.
Well, you and I think so, but not everyone agrees. Look, I think we're just going to have to accept the cost. I'll call the pet hotel now.
Listening 10. You will hear about a volunteer service in Thailand. Look at the 7 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 10 will now begin.
Are you looking to do something different this summer? Would you be interested in working with elephants? Then the Elephant Refuge Park in Thailand might be just the place for you. We are an elephant park located 160 kilometers southwest of Bangkok. The Elephant Refuge Park is home to 20 Asian elephants. The majority of them were rescued from poor working conditions in the tourism industry. Although these elephants cannot be returned to the wild, the park gives the elephants lots of space to live. Volunteer duties include feeding and washing the elephants, and cleaning and doing other maintenance work around the park. If interested, keep in mind the following points. You must be at least 18 years old. You should be in good physical condition, as you'll need to walk a lot in a hot and humid climate. You also need to speak and listen to English well enough to communicate with our staff and other volunteers. A positive attitude toward group living, teamwork, and especially animal welfare is necessary, though experience working with animals is not required. All our volunteers stay in guest houses, just a 5-minute walk through the park to the Elephant Refuge Visitor Center. Guest houses include a bedroom for each of the 4 volunteers, as well as a shared bathroom with a toilet and shower. 3 meals a day are provided, but each guest house also includes a kitchen if residents wish to make their own meals. Your accommodation at the park will be pretty basic, but comfortable. Please note that all stays require a minimum commitment of 1 week. The maximum booking length at any one time is 12 weeks. The volunteer fee for a 1-week stay is $400, and covers the cost of your accommodation, your meals, as well as the animal's food and care. To be considered as a volunteer with us, you can complete the application form on our website. Thank you for your interest in our organization.
This is the end of the listening test.